Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hour five of the nation. We are 1 hour from Brad Sham taking over these airwaves with his Cowboys Hour Monday night presentation there. And Brevin Spanford will be tonight's guest. Looking forward to hearing more from him. Trying to get Fergie booked for tomorrow. Our Cowboys player show scheduled for Thursday is around 5:30. But, of course, they're going to be playing football coming up this Thursday. So trying to get Ferguson locked in for tomorrow. A lot to talk about, including that turkey glove that he put on to celebrate. Here's the boys with the two guys in a booth.
All righty, we love to do this 9-hour Cowboys game day here on 105.3 The Fan, and a Turkey Day edition with Brad, Babe, Christy, and a little two guys, one booth.
Sounds good, fellas. Let's go ahead and start with Brad Sham setting the table for a Thanksgiving Cowboys game day, and he's got a little bit of a request for America's team.
In the name of Mickey Mouse and grilled cheese, can we please just be grateful today? Can we put aside all of the nonsense and just be grateful for who we're with and what we have? Because we are up here, and we're grateful for you sharing it with us.
Mickey Mouse and grilled cheese, is that a...
I tried to look this up, and there is a Mickey Mouse grilled cheese in Disney. But otherwise,
oh, yeah?
I think he was just kind of pulling this one out. It was just random two things.
His comfort level in that booth, man, he just knows, all right, I got the headset. I can do and say whatever I want.
The voice here that I have.
If I want to drop Mickey Mouse and grilled cheese into a proclamation, so be it.
It's going to sound good. And I guess those are two things that most people like.
I mean, grilled cheese by a mile.
Mickey Mouse, not so much.
There's some stuff in Mickey Mouse's background.
Hot diggity dog.
But I feel like Brad Sham has evolved to a point where he's kind of like a modern social media influencer just doing a stream from his living room. And it happens to be the Brad Sham booth at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah. I don't disagree at all. That was a nice little table setting there for Thanksgiving. And I'm sure everybody was walking around more grateful because of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Appreciate the reminder.
It made the day even better. I mean, it was, oh my gosh, what a just a glorious Thanksgiving it was.
I mean, Walchuk said it was the greatest Thanksgiving spread he's ever been a part of.
It was.
He said the spread that they had in-laws' family.
Yes.
Not at AT&T Stadium.
No, AT&T spread is fantastic, but I went to my sister-in-law's family.
Oh, okay. Brought us couldn't get enough of the Legends Hospitality Thanksgiving in an egg roll, I know is Walchuk's favorite.
Damn,
you put something
an
egg roll. Yeah, drop a deuce in an egg roll and watch Walchuk tear it up.
Could be
Thanksgiving
amazing.
Brodus couldn't stop just shoveling them into his face.
Oh,
yeah, they were really good. I mean, big time egg rolls.
Are they big?
I was trying to figure out. He couldn't figure out what his favorite part was. There was so much inside of it. He was like, I don't even know what the best is.
Was the mac and cheese in there?
They had like stuffing, turkey, some type of beans was in there. I mean, it was good.
Cranberry?
Yeah, cranberry.
A little cranberry in there.
It was good.
Yeah. A little turkey gravy to dip it in.
The beans might have ruined this.
Yeah, it was.
Well, don't tell that to Broadus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't tell it to me.
No, I'm happy you guys. Well, actually, I'm sad that you missed out on the Tyson chicken nuggets. That's what they brought us last year. And in fact, they brought countless amounts because Babe loves them so much.
Yeah, he does love his frozen
nuggets.
And I
was really hoping that Eric could enjoy those Tyson nuggets.
We did in the preseason, and they were good.
They were delicious. Let's get to Tyler Guyton, who's not going to play on Thursday.
Nope.
Says the gold phone of one Brian Broaddus.
Mm-hmm.
But the boot, oh, the boot that he was wearing, Brad.
There'll be no Tyler Guyton today, a high ankle sprain. And wearing the biggest boot on his ankle I have ever seen in my life. I had an apartment once that wasn't as big as the boot on his ankle.
Bobby Belt still has an apartment that's not as big as the boot on that Guyton ankle.
Well, one day.
It's like,
one day
he'll get a house. How big is that boot, man? What size shoe is Tyler Guyton?
Probably 19.
How would it be bigger than a Tyron Smith boot, which I know we've all seen?
Let me see if I can find out. You want to know his shoe size?
Yeah, what's his shoe size?
Is this a Bucky question?
Yeah, I was going to ask Bucky. Yep, I was going to ask Bucky.
All right, well, you do that. Here's Brad Sham.
We need help with this.
Brad Sham's talking about CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee?
Lamb was answering questions from reporters the other day, and, you know, what happened? The drops, he dropped all the balls, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, he said, well, we all know what the problem is. I got to catch the bleeping ball. But he didn't say bleeping, and he was correct.
Simple coaching point.
Right?
Golly, he was so dialed.
He was.
I needed that.
I loved to see it because I was, you know, I wasn't overly concerned, but you didn't want another bad game, and then now this is really a thing, and maybe it's in his head.
Getting in his head.
He bounced back in a big way. He was very much needed.
It'll be a huge talking point anytime they play the Eagles. Moving forward.
Now he's going to have to make sure that doesn't become a thing, and we'll see him in the playoffs.
And next time Shoddy tells you somebody's going to get a lot of footballs, bet the over. Just go with it.
That's a good point. Make sure you play him in fantasy. All right, Mr. Loffenberg.
Excuse me, Mr. Loffenberg?
Yes, sir.
Is it not fourth down and four at midfield?
It is. Where's Anger? Brian Anger? Where's
Do we not punt under these circumstances, sir? Oh, Mr. Loffenberg.
I'm telling you, man, he just goes Free Willy style.
He's giddy, man. I think it was the turkey.
Yeah, there was some. Maybe it was the egg rolls.
Maybe it was the egg rolls.
But there was something in there that got him fired up.
You saw the Thanksgiving spread for the first time because usually you dip out of there.
Yeah.
They do a good job.
Phenomenal job.
If you got to spend Thanksgiving at AT&T Stadium, there's probably no better place to be working at.
And I liked it this time because they had the horseradish at the cutting station.
Eric
the carving
had three
station.
Plates.
Oh, the horseradish is key.
It
is
so key. No, I went with the turkey and the roasted ribeye deal.
Okay,
and then they had the turkey. No, they had like a little seafood sandwich.
Yeah,
thing.
He had like it was almost like a lobster roll.
Like a shrimp roll.
Had that before. I've seen that before.
Yeah, that was pretty dang good.
Like a shrimp cocktail in a bun.
And the mashed potatoes were out of this world.
Mashed potatoes are good. The mac and cheese is great there. But this, the spread that I went to, it was two different kinds of turkey. It was the smoked and then one with like a garlic buttery.
Injected?
Yeah, it was moist as hell. And they did brisket.
Oh, my goodness.
So plus
they won.
All your traditional sides. And the mac and cheese was delish. Two different kinds of stuffing because we had to do, they did a cornbread gluten-free stuffing, which, spoiler alert, better than the other stuffing.
Huh.
I don't believe you.
It was. I didn't even know that was the gluten-free.
I'm working B on the Scantron.
I thought the other one was the gluten-free.
Me too.
Yep. Guys, you'd be blown away.
How was the Dawson spatchcock?
It was one of the worst turkeys I've ever made.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, the skin?
Felt like you were leaking confidence on Tuesday.
Well?
I think what ended up getting me is I didn't brine it. I got the brine, but I said, you know what? I'll be fine without the brine. Yeah. I don't want to find the bucket and fill it up with water and I'll do all that whole thing. So I opened up the skin. I put plenty of rub down in there. I put some SPG down in there. I thought it was, but it was the most bland, flavorless bird I've ever had.
If you're going to do that, if you're not going to brine that thing, you need to go butter under the skin.
I injected it.
Oh,
I don't know what happened. Maybe it all drained out before it could work its magic.
Yeah. But you were surrounded by family. And Trayvon Boykin respects that.
Did everybody else say that your turkey was not very good?
Nobody else said that. No.
They all thought it, though.
But did you have a bunch of it left over, and that's how you could tell?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Clearly. It wasn't. But, I mean, the tenderness, the moistness was all great, you know, because I got the meat probe in there. So I pulled that thing at about 157 when the white meat was there, and like that whole thing, the texture and the moisture and everything was perfect. But
how was the skin, crispy or rubbery?
It was bad.
Okay, that was a rubber.
I got a problem.
That was a.
you're saying the skin's always been the issue.
Like yeah,
it evaporated.
You know, duck fat. Spray duck fat
it was crispy when I pulled it off, but something happens in the resting that just made it all rubbery. I couldn't even chew it.
Did you tent it?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm done. I'm just going to go to Hutchins and get some sliced turkey next year.
Or the Popeyes are out.
Popeyes, that's what we did. We did Popeyes.
Was it awesome?
That's a move
it
right
was
there.
Unbelievably good.
Popeyes is a good one. I've done that before.
That is good.
You just take it home and warm it up a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. It makes it easy for you when you're working on the Thanksgiving day.
405 says you got a dry brine. No bucket needed. But yeah. I'll try.
That's a pro. You know what I mean? You know, I either need to totally give up or dial back in. I feel like I mailed this one. Mailed it in.
I don't blame you.
Can't be doing that on Thanksgiving. Be better.
Who mailed it in? Like, who mailed it in more? You on the mac and cheese or Dawson on the turkey?
I didn't mail it in. I was trying my damnedest, and that's what was disappointing for me. Is like I actually
like
did try.
You know
what I
mean?
Like Dawson knows. Like, hey, I didn't give my best effort. Like I know. Like Dawson knows deep down if he actually gave his best effort, it would have been an edible bird.
Yeah.
Okay. And it would have allowed for everyone to have a nice Thanksgiving. His effort was the question here.
Did the young girls complain?
I show up and I'm ready to rock and roll. Okay, I'm crotch first. I'm fired up, and then my mac and cheese turns into
soup,
dog food.
It was bad. It was bad.
What happened?
This was years ago.
Feeding it to
I just
the
overdid
dogs.
It. It was the portions. I thought the portions are kind of a joke.
Did you cook the noodles too long?
You
made
no,
it was a portion thing. Okay. It was a portion thing.
Yep.
If you like super, super, super creamy, then maybe that would have been for you.
I thought the portions were kind of a joke. That was the end of that mac and cheese.
Yep. Got me.
That was a do-it-yourself.
All right, back into the booth with Brad and Babe. That's a holding call so amazing that even Brad could see it.
Holding, offense number 71.
Yeah.
10-yard penalty.
That's the rookie left tackle, Josh Simmons, and they love him, and he's having a really good rookie year. But Babe always says it's easy to play quarterback 200 feet in the air. A, we're more than 200 feet in the air, and B, I could see that. I mean, I could see somebody was holding.
You know why? Because you have progressive lenses.
I do have progressive lenses.
Whatever that means.
Shout out to those lenses.
Is progressive the one where you look down and it zooms in?
Man, I'm trying to think of the ones that shade, that go colors. Those are transitions. So it might be you got your reader parts in the bottom of it, though. When you look down, it gives you the, it actually gives you your actually prescription. Never had them before, so I don't know.
Type of multifocal lenses with no visible lines that gradually combine three prescriptions for distance, intermediate, and near vision into a single seamless lens.
Sounds like a pretty badass lens.
Sounds pretty expensive there, Bradley.
Top dollar.
That's what he needs. I mean, he's using his eyes to work. All right, Chris Jones. He was pretty damn good.
Who?
Now, Chris Jones. Chris Jones. Who?
That's what I just did.
The play against Malik Davis. He got caught upfield. Thank God for that. Immediately, he's like, that was on me. I loved it. I loved watching it. Malik Davis just slipping right past. Boop. Bye-bye. Touchdown. But otherwise, Chris Jones is pretty damn good on Turkey Day. Brad knew it, too.
No doubt.
I mean, they're getting a good rush, and wherever Chris Jones, like, he lines up wherever he wants. Lines up at the hot dog stand, and he is a problem wherever he's coming from.
He's a problem. Doesn't matter where he's lining up. Hot dog stand, turkey stand.
He's actually playing significantly better than he was early in the year.
Man, you ought to see the block. We broke it down again, Vaj and I, this morning on our thing with
Tyler Smith.
The Tyler Smith. No, it was
Booker,
actually
Booker. Where he climbs.
Booker. It was the toss to Turpin. You ought to see the block. And we, like I say, you can go on YouTube.
When he, like, at first he doesn't have positioning, and then he's able to redirect.
He like worked his arm underneath and it put him in position. It hooked him. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Booker's been an absolute.
Don't tell me
incredible.
Coaching doesn't matter.
It does.
Oh, it matters. Even that Malik Davis touchdown run. Apparently, Clayton Adams said they put that play in like right before the game.
Yep.
Because they saw the way Chris Jones and the defensive tackles with Kansas City will just kind of like slip into a different gap
Shout
or whatever intentionally.
Adams,
and then Hunter Lipke with a nice little block there on Bolton. And bang, there goes Malik Davis saving his career.
Hunter Lipke's been blocking this year. I mean, he's improved so much from his rookie season when it comes to that.
Better. Flipping $3 million blocker.
I know you paid for him. Yeah, I know. They've used him one game this year. I don't know why.
It was a hell of a game, though, wasn't it?
It was a good game. Three catches.
Is that the Raiders?
It was their 80s. And, you know, he's only had three catches or more in a game twice in his entire career.
Stat of the day.
Oh, he was such a good player. I don't know what they were thinking. Such idiots.
Speaking of idiots, let's go back into the booth.
This is Brian.
here's Brad Sham giving you some Pat Mahomes analysis.
Mahomes is so good at running looking slow.
Yeah, I think that's well said. You know, it's just like, man, how is he? He was evading.
He
evaded
there.
More sacks, it felt like, throughout that game. And then it's like maybe he's going to scramble for a first down, or he's just going to buy time and then find somebody down the field.
I think had he been born fast, like if his dad had been a track player instead of a baseball player, he'd be an amazing running back. It's instincts. It's the shoulder shimmies, the body feints. It's all there for him, just not the speed.
Incredible. All right, the eye in the sky. It don't lie.
Ball's going to be there where they got to move the chains, even though they don't really use
After
the chains
assistance
anymore.
From replay, we're moving the ball to the 20-yard line, which is where the foul occurs.
Thank you. Thank you. We approve of your judiciousness.
Don't you wish you had a big eye in the sky to help you with things in your life, Brad? Listen, where, you know, we took a second look, baby.
There's not enough.
Not.
There's not enough eye wash. For the eye in the sky to clean up my messes.
I know you've had a couple beers. I don't think that's a good idea.
I know you've had a couple, okay?
Just a couple.
Peak Babe Laufenberg right there. All right, now this is a highlight play, and they really appreciated the hit that James Houston laid on this guy.
James Houston.
To the five to Thornton. And he is hauled down and mauled by James Houston. He was hauled down by Span Ford, and as he was going down, James Houston came in and recited to him the names of all of his ancestors.
I guarantee you, he can't recite his own ancestor's name. That was a huge hit by James Houston. Wow.
It was.
Almost went Bob Costas on us there.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh man, I love that Bob Costas clip.
Oh, Bob.
Maybe the meanest thing ever said into a play-by-play microphone.
Goodness gracious. All right, Brad and Babe, George Pickens, holy moly, he's done it again.
Because I would think down here, Babe, you want Pickens in the game.
Oh, you want him on that wall.
You need him on that wall.
Let's go.
Just channeling their inner Hixie, huh?
That's beautiful. And when Hixie did that, what did the Rangers do?
Won
the games, yeah.
I like what they're doing there. All right, final clip. Game's over. Cowboys win, Cowboys win, Cowboys win. Here's Brad Sham throwing it to the postgame.
Brian Broaddus and Eric Chaplow are standing by with the postgame show.
The Chiafalos.
Broaddus and Eric Chaplow are standing by with the postgame show.
Chiafalo.
I was like, all right.
Eric Chiafalo.
All right, Brad.
Not used to that.
All yeah,
right, I've heard that. Slam.
I've heard that one before.
Chiafalo.
That's exactly how my name was said, really throughout time. So if you're going to screw it up, that's how you screw
Chiafalo.
It up.
Chiafalo, where are you?
Chiafalo was what was said.
Oh wow!
Time and time again.
How many times did you get the Chiafalo?
Is it rare? It wasn't until we got on Bet
Nation.
It was
so strange. There's like an Eric Chiafalo.
They made it a she in the beginning.
That's weird. I always thought it was with a G. Until I saw you on an email. I thought it was Giafalo.
She got all the time. It's a CH.
Well, there it again. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. I don't know what I said, but. Yeah.
All right, more of that coming up.
Two guys in a booth.
Feed-a-thon.
Hey, by the way, Jess Sims won that vote off on at GBag Nation. Thanks to everybody that voted. You can follow us when you get there. And make sure you do follow at GBag Nation so you never miss an opportunity to vote and determine the GBag of the Day champ. It happens every day at 5:30 there, right before. For LA Live. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next. Who can Broaddus thank and Ole Miss blame for Lane Kiffin going to LSU? Next to the name.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy, taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, we'll talk with Fred and Blake here coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Brad Sham with Brevin Span Ford coming up at 7 o'clock. Then the Fatties from 8 to 11. Here's the Chief with your sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Plenty to get into right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. No one's listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Shock stuff.
Lane Kiffin at the podium repping the LSU purple. Quote, it felt like everybody that I talked to outside the state that I was in and all basically said the same thing. They all said, you're going to regret it if you don't take the shot and you don't go to LSU. It's the best job in America. It has the best resources.
We do our best.
He's feeling good about that. And yeah.
And we'll pay you to walk away if you don't work out.
Absolutely. And I am looking forward to the inevitable divorce whenever that time comes. How nasty can it be? Because he has a way of breaking ties with programs.
I Jane Slater said within 4 years he'll be coaching the Saints.
That'll be
the, yeah, yeah. I guess that's really if you're successful at LSU, that's really the only other place to go is just to the NFL,
Alabama.
Yeah, I think that
the Saban route.
I think if the Alabama job came open, I think you'd absolutely go to Alabama.
And then he'll say that's the best job in America with the
Texas,
best resources.
Yeah, maybe.
How sure are you that this is going to be a difference-making head coach? Is it going to be a smashing success?
Very, very.
Why didn't he win more at Ole Miss then?
Because everything I talked about, he knows what a good player looks like. He's able to recruit. He identifies with players. They gravitate towards him. They play hard for him. Yeah, he's and I could say we will money whip anybody to come to our school. And if he could identify all the best players, and that's really what players are playing for nowadays. They're playing for all the transfers and stuff. What are they going? Deion Sanders said it the other day. When a player leaves, it's not about he's mad at the school or anything like that, or mad at the coaches thing. He's just going for more money. You know, and that's I think that's where Lane Kiffin will be different. I think Brian Kelly was around some good players, can identify, but not like Lane Kiffin, not like Ed Orgeron can. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. I just think that he has a real understanding of what it takes to play big time college football, and LSU will offer him the, like I said, the resources to be able to get those guys.
Yeah, my question, I guess, would be, like, we've seen a lot of programs at less prestigious schools than Ole Miss make it farther.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think we're talking about him like he's a guy that's already won multiple championships or he was pursued like that.
Well, see, but that's where I think to me that there's a couple of places that he could have. You know, he could have won at USC if they would have kept him. Eventually, I think that, you know, they fired him on the tarmac. The Tennessee job was kind of a one-year thing.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. So, to me, this is probably his best opportunity. And nothing against Ole Miss, but I mean, 6 years at Ole Miss, he made them relevant.
Last 3 years, 10-win team?
Yeah.
Yeah, just had the best season ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's never coached in the playoff. He's never won a playoff game. But, yeah, I mean, I think that he was probably the hottest name
right now. I just feel like, to me, that everything you need to be successful in college football when it comes to the portal and NIL and having a relationship with players and getting the best players, I think that's where – I don't think he always had those advantages in the other places. I think he has the advantage there at LSU.
Yeah, seeing what he did with Trinidad Chambliss.
And might go with him.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's going to be taking a lot of those guys.
They're talking about maybe the Arizona State quarterback transferring to LSU.
Sam Levitt,
yep.
Got to keep that guy healthy.
Yep.
But he name-dropped Pete Carroll and Nick Saban as the two strongest voices that were telling him, like when he says, you're going to regret it if you don't take the shot and you don't go to LSU, it's the best job in America, it's the best resources. That's Nick Saban, and that's Pete Carroll telling him that.
Nick Saban was one of the four or three guys I mentioned that won a national championship there.
Yep.
You know, everybody that's been there, with the exception of Brian Kelly, you know, that they've been able to win a national championship. That's what that place offers you, the opportunity. The academic standards are not to where you have to, like, worry about getting kids in or anything like that. The administration's more than willing to give you the money or do whatever you have to do to help. Now, you got people that meddle in the process, but you win, you can handle those people. Nick Saban and those guys did.
One of my favorite things, speaking of LSU, from the football weekend, did you see the LSU staffers get into it with a OU fan after an LSU ball got kicked into the stands, and the OU fan refused to give it away, and they basically came to blows in the stands with the Sooners fan.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
The Sooners fan had one of those guys picked up, and it was really – I felt bad for those LSU Tiger ball boys who were trying to just get the ball back. The dude ends up, like, throwing the ball even further up into the stands.
Yeah, and they went up and got it.
And then the security had to come in and – defuse the situation.
Did you see what happened with A&M? Had the same problem with Texas. They kicked a ball that ended up near Bevo's pen, and they threw it in the poop bucket. The ball in the poop bucket, and then gave it back to the A&M kid.
Wait, so they just have a poo bucket for Bevo?
Yeah,
poop. And he knows to just drop his deuce in the bucket?
No, no. You walk behind him with the shovel, and you scoop.
So there's a watcher, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
looks
on two
like
watch.
That thing is opening up.
Yeah.
Guys, back up.
There's a watcher, bro. Thank God your guy Bennett got the cannons and not the Bevo poo duty. Yeah. I saw Bennett in some of those clips, though, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah,
it was
cool.
Yep. It was his final game with the he called me from the field. He had a cigar, and he was having a great time. Like, he was what they have is, like, the celebrities and former players and stuff. Like, they fire the cannon at the end of the game. Like, Arch, you know, got one, did his deal. But they have certain, like, former players come up and stuff. And Bennett said it's really cool to meet these former players and celebrities.
Smoke some cigars with old Ricky Williams.
But he called me, FaceTimed me from the field with a cigar on
McConaughey over there.
Burning up there.
That's pretty pimp.
Yeah.
I bet that was an extravagant time. I didn't realize that the Aggies brought their yell leader dudes to even road games.
They do.
And they had the Longhorn fans were throwing beers at them and stuff.
Yeah, they usually hang out underneath the goalposts when they're field goals and stuff like that. Yeah, they kind of move around. Yeah, move around. Yeah.
How about your guy Arch over there, Wolchuk?
I know. Just let him play. Just give him some time. Kid's figuring it out a little bit now.
It'll get you 200 yards.
2026, the year of Arch Manning.
Next year's the year.
Feeling pretty good about it.
He was running all over the place.
Found a way to make it happen, man.
Absolutely did. That was a fun game. There was a handful of good ones. I mean, even Auburn, Alabama sort of came down to the wire there.
You don't even look at the records there. Seriously, the Auburn, Alabama game, you don't even. One team's 5-6, the other's 9-2.
Man, Corey Coleman. What? I mean, this guy is supposed to be one of the best receivers in all of football. Probably going to get a lot of money in the portal. And that fumble at the end was just brutal.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. And that sticks with you, doesn't it? Especially in a game like that. That's tough to recover from. All right, elsewhere, it looks like Netflix is canceling after two seasons the Starting Five series, the NBA series.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I'm assuming you are not in the minority when you say that.
It was probably good.
Yeah, it's just tough to like circle back and like
there's just so much stuff.
Watch a season from last year when we're already in the new season. It's like this needs to be out in real time if people are going to actually care about it. So that one's gone.
Yeah, I mean, and people have become so saturated with behind the scenes content. Like Sounds from the Sideline used to be something special that you would get and cherish. Now every team does a 10-minute reel for you every week. You know, so if you're not going to have something exclusive like that, you got to try to manufacture some drama. That reality TV.
We got some Flavortown drama. Did you see Guy Fieri?
What did he do in Vegas? Something?
Ripped his entire quad in half during Flavortown food fight shoot.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that's an injury that's tough to recover from. I mean, he might be cooking in a wheelchair here for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
How's that even happen?
I don't. He says that
trying to be athletic.
He says that one foot went forward and the other foot got caught on the threshold as he was trying to go down some stairs,
like a force split.
Yeah,
dude. I'm like, you got to be under 25 years old to survive something like that.
That's a crazy injury for a chef.
Oof.
You know, you cut a finger, you do something like that. But he's ripping his quad up, man. That's what Guy Fieri's up to these days.
Not coming back from that.
Do you see the Farmer's Almanac?
Serves
says
him right for that meals that we had. Yeah, a couple of meals.
Oh yeah, the Flavortown meals were not hitting.
Not hitting.
And in Vegas.
I didn't mean to say that.
You did.
No, you put it out.
Well, he needs to take more responsibility and accountability for his staff.
Yeah.
You know, he'll obviously get the job done if he's cooking back
I'll
there.
I'll tell you that, Gordon Ramsay,
Guy Fieri's making me the trash can nachos.
I mean,
I'm going to sit back and feel great about what's about to arrive.
We got quality control issues at these places.
Clearly. Yeah, we do.
I'm just telling you, Gordon Ramsay, if he would have seen the beef Wellington that was served to me, he would have been embarrassed.
Oh, he would have chokeslammed somebody.
I'm telling you, that thing.
It's Buddy Roll.
I've seen him.
That's a show right there.
I've seen him cook beef Wellington 100 times.
You're right. That to my
that
dog.
Does need to be a show where these guys actually surprise visit their establishments and just run amok in there.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That was sad. I was
it's expensive as hell.
It is. And I paid it. I gave a nice tip. I moved on. But it was one of the most disappointing meals I've ever had in my life at a big-time restaurant.
I had this steak that was so bad in Denver 2 weekends ago. I paid it. I swiped my card. I gave the dude a tip because it wasn't his fault. He actually tried to warn me. He's like, you want to order something from our best items, you know? And I ordered off the best items, had the worst steak of my life.
Yeah.
And I actually put it was one of those digital things where you swipe at the table to pay.
Yeah.
And they had a little comment section. I said, honestly, you should take this item off of your menu because after eating it, I never want to come back to this establishment.
Did they send you a comment? Did they send you a comment?
I don't know. Maybe they did. I should check my email for it. Yeah.
For the first time
thank
in a half
thank you for
decade.
Your response. You're right on that.
Did you, I'm so sorry about
did you
that.
By any chance put it on your Odyssey email, which you'll never check?
No, I'm pretty sure it was my personal email.
What was so bad about it? Was it overcooked,
tough,
undercooked? Was
leathery.
It, I mean, bad sear?
All of the
no
above.
No flavor?
Bad cut? All of the above. Did very, you, very little seasoning, bad cut, probably the lowest grade steak that a restaurant could buy, not seared.
Oh, wow.
I asked, you know, how I like my steak medium, not medium rare. Mm. It was definitely red and fleshy in the middle. Just there wasn't a single good thing about it. I felt like, you know, I'd gotten it in like a retirement home cafeteria.
See, I need to bring. I just
$49.
Got $49.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Did you actually eat it?
2/3 of it.
All right. Yeah, I need to. I just got the old Black Friday special on the Traeger.
Yeah,
smoker deal, like the Pro 22 series.
You should have given me a heads up on this.
I'm sure you can still capitalize.
Can I?
Ace Hardware, man, they brought it strong.
Ace Hardware
assembled it for me and everything. Just had to go scoop it up. Tried to scoop it up in the minivan. It was a touch too big for that, so I had to borrow a little Bart's truck from next door.
That's nice. The Bart's there,
clutch.
Yeah, Bart is the man. So I served him up an overcooked burger. And
it's trial and error the first time.
Let him try the chicken wing that I made.
Chicken wings
are actually pretty good, but
okay,
the burgers.
Let's go around the room.
Not great.
Let's go around the room and guess how securely that Chief had the Traeger in the back of the bed of the truck.
Please ask.
No rope necessary.
No, it's
put
just
it in there. Close the tailgate.
You don't need to be here, boys.
Actually, Bart recommended the rope. So I went with the rope. He had a carabiner like on the inside of the tailgate. So I just tied it up there, double wrapped it. That thing wasn't going anywhere.
Okay.
And it was like a 15-minute back road to Ace Hardware. I'm not touching highways.
You weren't thinking about that unless Bart jumped into the game.
It crossed my mind, but I was like, this thing's probably gonna be fine. If it wasn't for Bart, I wouldn't have had the rope.
Yeah.
But the rope came in clutch.
Don't let Brian shame you. I'll leave something unsecured.
Yeah, not that big of a time.
I just knew
going 20
that,
miles
just,
an hour.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, just throw that in the back. It'll be fine. Thanks. Appreciate you.
I just
Tolo. Tolo. Love you, bro. Tolo. Yeah.
Hey, I'm putting
him
into that.
Did I turn him on the radio? Yeah. A couple times, a couple platforms. Yeah. Tolo. Yeah. Broadus is a good dude. Yeah. Yeah. Love you, dude.
I put it into that. Have you noticed last couple of weeks? I'm not shouting at Tolos. I'm just giving the miming wave. And just like mouthing to them, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
It's like,
sorry about my guy brought us here. He's not going to look up and make eye contact with you.
Hey, Tom Rinaldi, when you do a story, hey, Tolo, yeah, Tom, yeah. Oh, back, Tom. Yeah, back to you.
Hey, sorry about that.
Tom, you do these tearjerker stories. Tolo, dude, Tolo, I'm with you. I see you. I see you with the Tolo. Want a sticker, Tom? When you do these stories, do you feel like you're? And I'm over there just handing.
Tolo, you're a tear jerk. That's what you are.
Oh, that's good.
That is good. I didn't realize how, with it being so cold, man, you just barely crack open that smoker and heat just comes flying out.
Is it the wood pellet grill?
Comes flying out of there.
The wood one?
Yeah, it's the Pro Series 20
grill?
Pro 22 series.
Bronze.
Ah,
yeah. Grill. We're down to 450 now.
Okay,
not
there
bad.
You go. Yeah, jump
not
on that.
Bad. I might have to dabble.
Yeah, please do it, dude, because the chicken wings came out incredible. Like, you want to talk about an easy deal? And shout out to Matt Pittman.
Yeah.
Like, those came out beautifully.
Oh, you paid attention on that one.
Burgers
huh?
were a little bit overdone, but it's fine. I'm excited to have one. I am.
Were they puckish?
I was a bit peckish.
Should we search for other ones? Well, it's kind of fun. Now I'm kind of into this.
The thing that I
like the fact that it's gold.
Well, yeah, it's cool looking.
Yeah,
right?
It looks great. Looks great. It doesn't have, like, I don't have the app capabilities. So, like, if you level up one and spend, like, another couple $100, you can get the deal where you can actually monitor everything on the app.
Maybe.
Mine just doesn't quite have that.
Is that worth the extra money, you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm two smokes in.
If you don't want puckish burgers, yeah.
Okay, we might need to, you know, I'm not trying to mess around here.
No, I mean, you'll be happy with it either way. I'm really, really excited about it. Farmer's Almanac says there's a 12% chance of snow in North Texas on Christmas.
Oh,
all right, so
wonderful.
If you're looking for that white Christmas, you got a 12% chance
to make that happen. Same day the Commanders and Cowboys go at it for a 12% chance of being in the playoff.
Yeah. Going to Mount Bachelor, Oregon. 100% chance.
Are you? Hundo.
Oh, you're going to be sledding.
White Christmas is
Oregon's
where it's at.
Oregon's offensive coordinator just took the UCLA job, or the Kentucky job, excuse me.
Tip of the cap to him. By the way.
Yeah, they wanted Will Stein.
Shout out to the Steinies.
I have not watched many shows. This might be the first one I've watched all year.
Okay.
Last year was a no-brainer. What was the best show of the year? It was The Penguin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Penguin,
yeah, the
was
Penguin
good.
Was great.
Penguin was good.
This year, new best show. It's on Netflix. Have you guys seen The Beast in Me?
Okay, I've heard great things about it. I have not watched it yet.
Lucius, have you heard of The Beast in Me?
I got it in the queue. I haven't seen it yet.
Fire.
I'm telling you, I was up till 3 a.m. because I couldn't turn it off.
That's what you were telling me in the pregame. You were saying you couldn't wait to get back to watch this.
I couldn't wait to get back to watch it. It's so freaking good. It's one season and you're done. It's like maybe 8 episodes, like maybe an hour a pop.
One season and we're done?
Yes. You will be, dude, it is absolutely fantastic. Anybody who's seen it would probably agree.
A psychological thriller.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really damn good.
Author Aggie Wiggs has receded from public life since the death of her young son, unable to write a ghost of her former self, but she finds an unlikely subject for a new book when the house next door is bought by Nile Jarvis.
And Nile Jarvis, whoever this guy is, whatever actor he is, and I'm not up to speed on a lot of the stuff. I mean, award-winning performance.
He's doing it.
This dude's character is like, you hate him so much and you love him so much. You're locked in. He's got to win awards for this. So, can't recommend it enough. The All Beast right. in Me on Netflix. Let me freaking know.
All right. Thank you. There it is. A sports hodgepodge here for you on a Monday night. We got Cowboys Hour coming up at 7 o'clock with Brad Sham and Brevin Span Ford. We'll crosstalk, see what actually the Fan After Dark Fred and Blake have cooking here for on a Monday night.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up next, the Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's G-Bag Nation. Cowboys Hour is coming up here in 10 minutes. And then after that, 8 to 11, you'll have Fred and Blake. The gentlemen are in studio now. Fan After Dark coming up later on. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Feeling great. I feel like when I don't work for one day, it feels as if I'm off for an entire week.
Wow.
That's a blessing.
That's a great feeling to have.
That is just how it feels. I didn't work yesterday, and I was like, man, when was the last time I worked? Saturday. Wasn't even that long ago.
Wow.
Unlike Fred Davis, I do get a day off. Fred, when was the last time you had a day off, Fred?
A couple Fridays ago when I went to go see my son play football.
True.
You feeling okay after that belt to ass?
Damn.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no, man. I'm good.
At BTA?
I'm good. Hey, look, like I told...
they're in the AFC, man. Cowboys. They're in the AFC. They're fine.
Look, Darren Peterson should be back tomorrow for KU basketball. And that's future Dallas Maverick right there.
We moved on. It's sad. I mean, it's going to be weird to not see the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Look, we're not done yet.
It's done.
We're not now.
You got your head coach talking about tickling tonsils, bro. Yeah. It's over.
Well, look, Tyrann Mathieu allegedly is thinking about coming back.
Okay, well, you're back in.
So the Honey Badger might be back. It is a weird situation. I mean, Chiefs, current, like all these new Pat Mahomes Chiefs fans are beside themselves. For those of us that have, you know, gone through the Tyler Palko, the Brock Hewards, the Tyler Thigpen eras.
Elvis Gerbach.
Brody Croyles. Yes.
Oh, Brody Croyle.
Okay.
Great names, by the way.
You know, the Matt Cassel. Like... this was bound to happen, right? Like, this is, see, unlike the AFC East when Tom Brady did his thing for 20 years, where the rest of the division was crap for that entire time, like, the Chargers are legit. The Broncos are legit. Now, the Raiders might be the worst team in football, okay? Like, I watched them yesterday. Tom Brady, I'll tell you what, Tom Brady, they should add 5 more years to him for him to wait to the Hall of Fame.
That's fair.
Because I'll tell you what, you can't do the whole I'm an owner / I'm going to run the Lake or run the Raiders and be a broadcaster at the same time. Yeah. It's just that's a moribund franchise.
You know what? This might be good for because of all the playoff runs and Super Bowls and stuff that Kansas City's been in.
It takes a toll on you.
It does take a toll on you. All the extra games and stuff like that. So
is it 8 straight AFC championships?
This might be a good year to sit back and let it breathe a little bit.
And your boy Andy Reid needs to go back to the drawing board and figure out, like, look, has offense passed me by? Because you're running the same.
That's fair. That's,
you know what I mean?
Fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Like
Mike Kafka has a more creative offensive mind in New York than what we're seeing right now. And what they've done is they basically said, look, 15, go save us.
Yeah.
For the last 7 years. And it's like, okay, defenses have caught up, and, you know, you were down 3-0 linemen on Thursday.
And you might continue to be.
Defense can't run, you know.
Your right tackle was really bad in that game.
Jawan, well, John, he was out.
I know, but
the
backup.
Yeah, he's bad.
Brown?
Who was it?
77.
Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore went in there. He got work.
Did they pay him a bunch of money too?
Did they give him? I think it was a 2 years, $30 million.
You said the Karloftis one bothered you the most, right?
He's been a bum. You know what? I'd rather have Sam Williams right now than George Karloftis.
Sam Williams baller.
Exactly. Right now, if he was making Karloftis money, we might feel a little bit different. But
you'd feel a lot different
right now. I mean, look, I'd rather have Dante Fowler right now.
Wow,
that's how bad this. I mean, you guys saw it. I mean, did anybody get home besides? Chris Jones was like, gassed by the third, fourth quarter.
Nate Thomas didn't give up the pressure.
No. I mean, that Cowboys O line. I mean, you had zero. I mean, Dak did whatever he wanted to do back there, and Javonte did a great job of picking up blitzes all day.
He
sure did. Yeah.
And hey, you mentioned Brady. 10 years in between his championship runs. You know, he won three. They waited 10 years to get back and win another one.
Now, he did go to a couple in between. But, no, my point was making him wait another 5 years is the fact that, if he's supposed to be, helping this Raider team out, they're a disaster. Yeah. Like, they are. Imagine
Pete Carroll was a disaster.
Imagine thinking Geno Smith is better than Sam Darnold.
Seriously.
Who would do that?
Who would think that?
That's a really bad take.
It happens. Hey, Bill Walsh said there's only six teams in NFL that really you're competing against. Everybody else doesn't know S.
Didn't Fred go after you pretty good a couple months ago, though, that the Chiefs were for real still?
Yeah, he did.
I said that. Yeah. I mean, look,
he still believes it.
At what point do we grow? At what point do we acknowledge that Blake was on it? Maybe more than you?
When they're mathematically eliminated.
Thank you. Yeah, because look, you beat the Texans on Sunday.
You're not beating the Texans.
56% chance of getting back to the playoffs.
You're not beating the Texans.
They're beating the Texans.
Your O-line is not good enough to stop them.
They got extra rest.
Yeah.
And,
down the three O-linemen versus possibly the best defense, and then even if you do that, you got the Broncos again.
Hey,
I'm thinking strictly defense.
The Broncos almost lost to the Commanders last night. I ain't worried about that.
They did win.
Could you stop Bo Nix and Troy Franklin when it mattered? Third down?
So we don't have the capacity.
That's right.
What was Kansas City reaction to all the PI calls?
Everybody was, I don't want to hear any more about we get all the calls and all the Cowboys and
it was pretty heavy-handed.
Look,
John Hussey got you guys.
Yeah,
the Xavier Worthy offensive pass interference was my biggest issue.
I think we can all agree.
Two drives got stopped by penalties. A holding call.
That killed you, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, Xavier Worthy deciding to run out of bounds instead of trying to break a tackle, that irritated me to get out.
He's got a little Turpin in him.
Oh, boy. Well, but at least Turpin's, Turpin's what? This big?
Turpin can't wait to step up. He's got a little Ted Ginn in him.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't blame
him. Where's the sideline?
I need him to. I don't need him taking hits.
No, he can't stay healthy that way. But gosh, thank God for falling on that fumble.
But that was huge.
Oh, play the game.
That changed that.
Back-to-back plays, you could add an INT and then a fumble.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Isn't this back-to-back weeks you've done that? Or you did it in the Eagles game, didn't
you?
Well,
and Shamari Connor's got to go. Number 27?
Yeah.
He's been a disaster.
Well, they did bleep it up in the Eagles game. It was a fumble, and then they turned it over the next play.
So this is – they get in that weird, we're going to turn the ball over on this possession vibe, the Cowboys, and – hopefully you just save it from going to the other team.
Hey, are you still on a heater when it comes to picking these gambling things?
Yeah, he is.
I am on a heater. I got another 1,500 we can make tonight, so I'm feeling good.
Tonight?
I'm feeling good.
1,500? Another 1,500?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
You prize picking?
Sleeper. Shout out Sleeper.
Nah, that's prize picks.
Sleeper needs to go ahead and sponsor Fred After Dark. So,
but you're on a heater then, huh?
I'm on a heater. I'm feeling good.
Wow. What's your play? What's your play tonight?
Feeling like Lane Kiffin, I had to get on a PJ.
He prayed about it a lot, and these are the picks he made.
God just sent some picks down.
Who do you got tonight?
We got, let me see, I don't have it up. I got a couple in.
So. Do the one for 12, for, was it 2 grand?
No, it's for
Bro, what, 2 grand?
I want to know where to go.
Max Christie, 2 threes.
Does he have like mom's credit card that he's using on here?
No, this is only a $30 bet.
It's only $30 bet. Okay. Jordan Goodwin, over 10.5 points, rebounds and assists. Good role player for the Suns.
All right.
Clint Capella, under 7 points. Cooper Flagg, 30 balls tonight. Everybody's hurt.
Four-leg parlay for $30 wins $1,200?
Because they don't think Cooper Flagg's going to drop 30.
You got Cooper
you get a huge multiplier.
Oh, so it's a big multiplier there.
Yeah. Dude, I hope you win, man.
But Cooper Flagg, everyone's out for the Mavs. No Gafford. Clay's in and out. You don't have
didn't jump back in the ocean, though.
I don't know, man. Clay's weird. Clay has been off and then in the injury report back-to-back games with illness, so we'll wait and see.
He touched the earth. Everything changed.
But, I mean, he had 38 the other night, 39 with Clay on the court, so.
Who?
Cooper.
No, he had 35.
35.
35.
Yeah. All he needs is 30.
Yeah, but Clay had 23, 6 of 10, downtown.
They can both have 30 for all I care, as long as Cooper does it.
Share the wealth.
How you guys feeling about the Cowboys against the Lions? This train's
going
to keep right on rolling, isn't it?
I mean, look, that's what you guys are discounting is like, okay, yeah, so my Chiefs are bad, but last I checked, we're covering the Cowboys here in the DF Dub.
It
hurts. What have you done for me lately, Fred?
It hurts. But you know what?
Bro, we listen to your show. We hear the Chief Kingdom in you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, you do. Yeah. You do. Yeah. I come by it honestly, though.
Yeah,
but there's no Giants completely. Yeah. I celebrate the wins and I mourn the losses. Yeah. Okay?
And anybody sat through that 50 years without a playoff win? Yeah. What
Thank
was it?
You. Oh, it was long. It was 20 plus years, dude. Maybe 30. It was a while. It was a minute.
Fred, who's on the show tonight? Oh, we got Lynn Dawson.
We got Brevin Spann.
Thanks, Shram.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander. The Pimp Cup just went 5 flawless like it was nothing.
R.I.P.
Okay, thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo and brought us Fan After Dark coming up 8-11 until tomorrow at 2. You're going with the G-Bag Nation, Eddie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.